In Russia, state television channels tell viewers what to think about the Russian government, foreign affairs, the Russian opposition. It has always been a difficult place to be an independent outlet, and it is getting harder. But NPR's Lucian Kim found one Russian TV channel that is openly challenging Kremlin propaganda.
Russian TV news has come a long way from the awkward wooden newscasts of the Soviet Union. From their state-of-the-art Moscow studios, the Kremlin's TV channels beam out slickly produced news shows that reach tens of millions of people every day.
60 минут по горячим следам. Здравствуйте, друзья и товарищи. Одновременно
the overriding message is always the same. President Vladimir Putin is working tirelessly to help Russians and to ward off aggression from the United States and its allies. On Russian TV, there's almost no alternative to the barrage of government propaganda, except for one little show that deconstructs the world according to the Kremlin. The show's name is Fake News, and it airs every weekend on Russia's last independent television channel, TV Rain.
Всем привет, друзья! Это, можно сказать, праздничный выпуск Fake News, ведь на этой неделе...
In this particular episode, host Masha Borzunova will skewer state TV for its newfound obsession with opposition politician Alexei Navalny and warnings of an imminent attack on Russia.
Тут и пришло время вспомнить наших старых добрых друзей. НАТО и США.
Масштаб войны пока не очень понятен, но...
Here she explains how state TV repeatedly brings up the threat of war with the United States to distract from more pressing issues at home. I visit Borzunova as she's taping the show in TV Rain's studios in a converted Moscow factory.
Не мы выбираем темы, темы выбирают наши друзья с федеральных каналов.
We don't choose the topics for our show, she says. Our friends at state television do. She says she watches the main TV news programs and then decides what the most important themes are to debunk.
Пропаганда — это же не только про fake news, это не только про откровенную ложь.
Propaganda isn't just about fake news and outright lies, she says, but about showing only that part of the truth that's convenient for the government.
Спасибо большое.
Her show also pokes fun at Putin, in contrast to the sycophantic treatment he gets from state media. Here's a montage of him clearing his throat during a recent speech and the audience's adoring response. Television critic Anna Kachkaeva says Borzunova's show has become an integral part of Russia's media ecosystem because it helps Russians understand how government propaganda works. As for the TV Rain news channel, she says, it's played a unique role ever since its founding a decade ago, when Dmitry Medvedev was Russia's president and people hoped he would allow for a more open political environment. TV Rain at first called itself the optimistic channel. Unexpectedly, it became an alternative to state TV with its hard-hitting coverage of a terrorist attack on a Moscow airport, and then a wave of anti-government protests that state television largely ignored. A few years ago, Russian cable providers stopped carrying TV Rain, forcing the channel to go online and rely on a subscription service for revenue. While it's become the channel for Russia's educated urban class, Kachkaeva says, it does not reach a mass audience. Still, Natalia Sindeeva, TV Rain's owner and founder, says the channel is constantly under threat. The risks are enormous and unpredictable, she says. Their license could be revoked, or prosecutors could open a criminal investigation. In recent months, Putin has launched a full-scale assault on freedom of expression and is pursuing a campaign of intimidation against critical media. The government recently branded independent news outlet Medusa a foreign agent, and it's now struggling to survive after losing advertisers. The Kremlin maintains media are free to report what they want, within the framework of the law. Sindeeva says she prefers not to think about the risks to TV Rain, because otherwise it would be impossible to do her work. She says disinformation is worse now than during the communist era. In the Soviet Union, people understood that government media lied, Sindeeva says, But today, there are so many sources of information that people don't know what to believe anymore.
Ну, вообще-то, совсем не вдруг возникла эта идея. В Конгрессе США действительно обсуждают возможность ограничить права президента на применение...
That's where the program Fake News comes in, with hosts like Masha Borzanova calling a spade, week in and week out.
На этом у меня, пожалуй, все, а то мне точно терапия понадобится после всех этих психологов.
At the end of her program, Borzanova calls on viewers to like it, share it, and show it to their parents and grandparents. The show has picked up a loyal following on YouTube, where a weekly episode can easily get more than 500,000 views. The audience leaves thousands of comments, thanking her for the show. You've opened people's eyes, one viewer writes. Natalia Sindeeva says her channel's main mission is not to fight propaganda, but to report on what's really happening in the world.
Наша задача – дать возможность человеку самому принимать решения.
Our job is to give people the chance to make up their own minds, she says. They should decide for themselves if they want to believe lies. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.